The flood of refugees into Europe this summer focused Americans' attention on the conflict in Syria. But for one Middle Tennessee man, the crisis has always been as immediate as a telephone call. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Every Friday afternoon, Sally Spinotti sits down in his cluttered office and pulls out a cell phone. The engineering professor at Middle Tennessee State University is calling his 80-year-old mother in Damascus.
Salam, Mama. Salam, Mama.
It's nearly midnight there, but this is the one time they can catch up. This week, Spinotti's mother tells him that a bomb has gone off in a park near her apartment. And she's in what's supposed to be a safe part of Damascus. Safe enough that two of Spinotti's siblings are living with her, along with seven nieces and nephews. They're among the 11 million Syrians who've been displaced, half of them within the country.
Kind of every time I call, you know, I got heartburn because it just, you see the sadness, you see the misery that they're living in, and you feel that from their voices.
Spinotti left Syria in 1982 after a previous uprising against the regime. He came to Tennessee as a graduate student and hasn't been back since 1988.
Once you are accustomed to this type of freedom and living over here, you cannot go back and shut up.
But the rest of Spinotti's family has stayed behind. His mother's flat is surrounded by government offices, providing refuge through the conflict.
So it's a circus. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Not everyone in his family has stayed. One nephew fled to Sweden rather than get drafted. Spinotti has offered to help other family members move out, but it's expensive.
And then also they're besieged. I mean, you cannot get your passport and go anywhere you want like a U.S. citizen can.
On this night, Spinotti's family is safe. No one was injured by the bomb in the park. They've been lucky. Spinotti says a friend's mother was hit by shrapnel a few months ago. The wound was minor, but with no medicine, it became infected, and she died. Some in his family don't think he should be telling an American reporter about their situation. They worry that word will get back to the regime. One brother even fears for Spinotti's safety. So he thinks you could be hurt here.
That's what he believes.
But Spinotti thinks the world needs to hear what they're going through. After 5 minutes on the phone, he hangs up. No one else wants to talk.
So yeah, I mean, this is the daily life, you know.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.